three, though. That's a touchdown! Collins driving, almost lost the handle. Chalmers for the tie. Got it! In 10 seconds! Unbelievable!
He throws, got Meyer. Touchdown! Gary Meyer!
And he used to tell me, those places are great, but there's no place like Kansas.
All right, boys, we're back. Still getting used to the new intro. Thought it went black on us there, and but here we are. Did your screen not go black right there, AB?
No, it did. I'm just shocked at the light that's just reflecting on Braden's screen right now.
I don't know what that is.
It's like an angel coming down to get him.
We take, what, 1 week off, 2 weeks off, and we're just complete rookies again?
That's what we do, baby.
But in our week off, or 2 weeks off, whatever it was, we did get a new partner that we are excited to be partnering with. Mm-hmm. Underdog Sports. You've probably seen them. They are our favorite place to play fantasy games. You got to check out their Pick'em. It's so easy to play. Just 2 to 5 stats of your favorite players and choose whether they'll go higher or lower. You can 20x your money by going 5 for 5. If you're not in Kansas. Can't do that in Kansas, apparently. Sounds like fun. Download their app. Sign up today. Use code NOSEATS. That's the key, folks. Use code NOSEATS. They're going to match your deposit up to $100. Not a big math guy, but if you put in 100, they match 100, that's $200.
We should say you can do the draft fantasy in Kansas, yes. Which is basically just drafting against 1, 2, 3 other people in baseball, for whatever sport you want to do it with, and you know, you compete against them. So
yeah, so
definitely check it out.
But everywhere else, the Pick'em looks so fun. And the drafts are very fun. So go download Underdog. Shout out to them. We're excited to be partnering with them. The other thing, we've got some folks already in the chat telling us, telling you all to subscribe. I don't even know. How far are we from 1,000, John F? He just said we're almost to 1,000. But probably 100 plus. Mm. We're getting there. So I don't know where to start. How much?
924.
Wow. We are closer than I thought. That's good. That's good. So subscribe. Shout out John F. Shout out to everyone else that said that in the chat. I don't know if anyone else did. I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to talk about today. I guess we haven't talked. It feels weird because we've kind of felt good about Rylan Griffin becoming a Jayhawk for like weeks now. So when it happened, what was that? Last Friday? Two Fridays ago? It didn't feel that great, because we had already kind of assumed it. We had already kind of talked about it. But I will say, going back, watching more of his highlights, it is so unbelievably fun to know that we're going to have shooters on the roster next year. Like that, that's all. That's my main takeaway.
Shooters. Right? Like last year, it felt like we didn't have any consistent knockdown jump shooters. I mean, Kevin started the year off hot. Obviously, he was elite. That was a huge reason we beat a ton of good teams. DeJuan shot it well against Kentucky. He shot it well from a percentage-wise, but didn't take a ton of them. And then Furphy obviously got off to a hot start. He led the team most made threes last year. But, yeah, you couldn't really rely on anyone to consistently knock down jumpers, like, on the entire roster. Even AB, we talked about how Hunter started off well and then could not knock down a jumper to save his life. I remember we were at that K-State game in Manhattan where he had a ton of in-and-out threes. So, yeah, they've added Rylan Griffin, Zeke Mayo, A.J. Storr. We obviously hope that some of the freshmen that come in can knock down jumpers. I know they like Rakees Passmore a lot. And then we've said it with DeJuan for a couple of years now. We trust him to shoot it from deep. I don't know how many he'll take. Maybe this will be a situation where the starters got to be more aggressive just because you have so many guys that can play behind you. I'm not saying KJ and DeJuan aren't going to start, but maybe it could affect how many minutes they play. So maybe we'll see DeJuan get up more jumpers. I think the fan base has come around to him shooting it more. just because he has knocked them down 35-40% since he's been at KU. So yeah, it's huge to add shooters, and it sounds like they're not even done at all. Like they might add one more guy. So,
which I don't like, and I love it. I'm absolutely all for it. But at what is Bill saying to these guys to, I mean, because somebody between Rylan Griffin and Zeke Mayo, I think AJ Storr is pretty obviously starting. But Rylan Griffin, Zeke Mayo, one of those guys isn't starting. If we assume that KJ is just getting the auto spot, which I think we all know he will, and that'll be a conversation for whether or not I think the minutes will go down. I would be shocked. But, like, I don't know. Is Bill kind of going in with a mind? I know the NIL money helps. We've got a good budget there. But, like, is Bill going in with, like, a, hey, I'm not promising you a starting spot, but I can promise you we're going to be really freaking good. You're going to, you know, you're going to do well NIL-wise, and we're going to win a lot of games. So, I don't know. AB, you know, one other thing we have not discussed since we've been on our little break. What do you think of Hunter's announcement? Him and Bill just doing a little Twitter combo?
I mean, yeah, it was a little better than the video he put out about a year ago.
It was so bad.
It was. Did you see old Greg McDermott and Ryan Cockrubber did the same thing where McDermott tweeted out like, hey, at Ryan Kalkbrenner, Bill Self and Hunter Dickinson are coming to Creighton on December 4th. You want to help us out? And then he responded with, yeah, cancel the honeymoon, and tagged his fiance or wife or whoever.
They did that?
Yes, they did that today.
About KU?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's
what's
like
his last name?
Not what AB said. It's like Kalkbrenner, K-A-L-K. I don't know. So that's now what, the second announcement of a transfer, or the second offseason announcement where somebody has used KU in their announcement. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
K-State and Creighton. Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So
that case, did we talk about the, I don't even remember the guy's name that committed. Is it the Michigan dude? Was it Doug?
Doug
yeah.
McDaniel.
Dougie. That was crazy. That really was crazy.
I don't even remember what it was.
It was like a,
oh, yeah,
it was great day to be a Wildcat. Bill to say, great day to be a Wildcat.
Yeah.
And it just, like, grow up.
I loved the Hunter Bill thing. Like, I saw K-State fan tweet at me, like, never call us corny ever again on the podcast, which shout out to them for listening. But they called it corny, which maybe, I don't know how we would have, you know, we made lots of fun of the Tang staying video. So I don't know. I just love off-season announcements. The stuff people come up with is so hilarious. And a lot of it seems very rushed. Like the Dickinson announcement via video last year felt like a middle school project that you'd put together. It was your first time. You got iMovie on your older sibling's laptop and you whipped up a quick video. And it was horrible.
It was more or less us when we, like, you know, honestly still now, but when we started the pod and we're like trying to put videos out, and you remember when we like videotaped ourselves in the studio and we tried to piece it all together. That's essentially what Hunter Dickinson did to commit to KU.
Yeah. And the music just like randomly changed. You could tell the vision was there, and then they were just like, yeah, screw it. Just it's
a big fella.
Yeah.
The reason I liked it the most was because Bill doesn't use social media. So I like when the guy we love and the best coach in KU history actually is active on there. And it does make a difference, I feel like, in recruiting and stuff. Like, these kids obviously love social media, stuff like that. And this probably had to do maybe with Hunter's decision. Maybe Hunter didn't want to go announce it on Instagram or whatever, make a video. Like, maybe he wanted Bill Self to be a part of it. And Hunter, obviously everyone was waiting on what Hunter was going to do. And it had been a while. Like,
sorry. Shout out Amy.
And Hunter, everyone had kind of wondered what Hunter was doing. Everyone really knew what he was doing, but there hadn't been an announcement. So maybe that was what Hunter wanted to do, and he wanted Bill a part of it. I didn't really think it was corny. I feel like we kind of keep it real if it's corny or not, KU wise.
Yeah.
They probably just wanted to somehow get his announcement out.
I agree that, like, I loved it because anytime you get Bill tweeting, it's, I just love it. I mean, the stuff he was doing during COVID or whatever was so much fun.
Remember when we were doing like the best bar, the bar stool thing, like the wheel?
Yeah, we got fucked.
Oh, yeah.
A couple years ago, like we made it to the championship. Someone texted Bill what to say, and they texted him in quotes, and he literally just copy pasted it and tweeted it.
Yeah. It was like when it was like when an athlete on draft night tweets the ad and then puts, here's the ad copy or something like that.
What was what was Udoka's draft night sponsor? It was a pizza place.
Oh,
remember what he's wearing? Caesars? No, he's wearing the jeans like in the kitchen and it's like ad. Was it Papa Murphy's?
Maybe, yeah, because he'd be, that would make sense. Because
you know what I'm talking about?
Don't you make, yeah, I remember it, but I don't remember the brand. It was very funny. I don't, was it just funny because it was Udoka?
Yes, and he was like leaning over a counter with like jeans and literally all it said was hashtag ad.
Yeah.
On the picture, and it's just funny.
So back to the Bill Self Twitter thing, I was thinking about this. What monthly subscription cost would you pay to just have, like, if Bill just came out and said, look, I'm going to start tweeting pretty consistently, you know, after practice, before practice, after we get a recruit. But it can't, you know, you can't release it publicly. There's no screenshots. You just get behind the scenes access to Bill Self live Twitter feed. What would you pay monthly for that?
I think I'd
pay a lot of money.
I think I would pay to just hear him talk after every single practice.
Yes.
Because you know there would be days where he just comes out and he's like, we were awful. No energy. Yeah. We were soft.
I mean, just the NIL revenue that could be generated with that is.
And I think a huge reason recruits love him, like Darius Acuff was talking about it, like how real Bill Self is.
Oh, yeah.
With these guys. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's some guys that he promises playing time and stuff just to land them. But most of the time you hear how real he is and how honest he is and how he's not going to give you anything. So just hearing Bill talk about like current guys and talk about practice, I think like. He can just connect with recruits very easily. Everyone talks about how Bill just lights up a room when he talks and how smooth he is. I think it'd be incredible to get more of like an insight on that where you hear him talk. Like, obviously you hear him in pressers, you see him get all red faced in games, but you don't see him on social media and stuff like that. So I think people would be even more in love with Bill Self if we got to see that side.
Oh, absolutely.
Counterpoint. We've talked in the group chat before about how the athletics department is too online.
I am all certain for being online. Coach, I'm all for being online for another program. When you're winning. You just can't go from not being online to being online when you're losing. Because that just shows me that like the losing is kind of getting into your head. And I didn't like Bill tweeting the week of the NCAA tournament about the Kevin stuff because it was also like his whatever. I'm not going to get into all that, but like the way he delivered,
get shot in the face and talk about the Kevin McCullough saga again.
Yeah, no,
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know if we consider this athletic department. Like, you think Travis Gall, you don't like how much he's online?
No, just being a devil's advocate, I think Bill doing that would be good content. But
what do we think? I'll be honest, I didn't even go watch the him and Fitzgerald interview. Did anyone watch it?
No, I haven't, but I've only heard bad things.
I saw Fitzgerald pretty, you know, they both seem to handle it well, but he pretty
much.
What does
that exactly mean, though? Like, they were being professional about it? Because that's not a good video if it's, they were just
no,
like.
No, yeah. That's why I don't think you've seen any clips of it. I think it was just a good conversation. I think Goff was very prepared. Obviously, he wasn't going to throw that out there if he wasn't ready to squash it. And I'm pretty sure Fitz just admitted, like, yeah, they have the funding covered. It's not what I've been, you know, I haven't even kept up on it. I just know he's been crying about the whole.
Yeah. Well, I think my biggest thing is that people that live and reside in Manhattan, Kansas, should just quit fucking worrying about the stadium being built in Lawrence, Kansas. Like, worry about anything else.
I'm not kidding.
Go figure out your sources about Arthur Kaluma coming back and then transferring and going to the draft an hour later.
I'm not kidding. They know more about the stadium rebuild than me, or the stadium.
It's crazy.
I don't know anything.
Me either.
We're obsessed though. Us three.
Yeah, I guess I haven't seen the interview either. I guess if anyone listening or in the comments kind of wants to drop any like nuggets from it or what it was like or if it was uncomfortable.
John F. How says it was a waste of Fitz's time. He also said Goff Fitz was informative. So yeah. I think it was just kind of like boring. I think Fitz probably for the energy he was bringing on Twitter about it, I think he had to go in like blazing to make that a good, entertaining video, and he just did not.
We knew he wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, like back to Bill Self on social media, like you know how effective Bill Self, like anytime he says anything, just brings me back to Rye talking about COVID, watching the national championship against Memphis. When he literally just tweets boom after Sharon hits the three, because that's like a known thing that Sharon yelled that when he shot the three. That tweet is still used monthly.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like in my favorites.
Anytime KU lands a recruit, anytime we win a game, anytime someone hits a big shot, you tweet the screenshot of Bill Self tweeting boom. Literally just one word from that game.
What's your guys' favorite Bill Self, like KU viral social media kind of thing? Like, there's the boom tweet. There's a little clip of him going like Rock Chalk, bye bye.
Oh, I love that one.
That one's great.
I love the. I was hoping that was vodka. That one's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so funny because
I wonder how long you had that planned.
You think about he was thinking about it like into the first half.
Under 16.
Yeah, because that's like a historic ass beating that KU took that night. Like, I know the score is probably not the worst we've ever experienced, but
is that Oubre here?
Yeah.
We had a worse scoring loss. We
got a two
year.
Seed.
Oh, yeah. Two, I mean, this year, the final month was pretty much just that game over and over again.
Yeah, brother.
But for him to show up, and you, most coaches roll into those press conferences and they just, you know, Coach K apologize. He does the corny. I can't stand the way Duke always apologizes to their crowd.
Oh boy! See, we make fun. We make fun of ABs, K State rants. We got to start getting Rye with the Duke rants.
Oh,
Duke, this needs to be every episode thing.
Duke is just so corny, man. But even like Mick Cronin, you know, Mick Cronin, they lost that UCLA team got blown out a couple times this year, and he like goes on and he's just like, It's unacceptable. It's embarrassing. Like all these rants. And for most coaches, they go in there and they feel like, oh, I've got to like put on a show here to show that I care so much about my team losing. And Bill Self is just like, no, I'm going to be funny. And well, it's the first game of the year. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Speaking of coaches and post-game press conferences saying things that are just very funny. Can we just talk a little bit about how Kentucky hired the guy that apologized for the BYU fans doing horns down?
Yeah. The guy not just apologized, called it. And I watched this video. No, he said, yeah, it's just a miscalculation. Just a miscalculation by our crowd. Like, what? This is a miscalculation by college students?
What's he going to say when they play Arkansas next year and the Kentucky fans are up Cal's asshole?
Dude.
I still
can't believe they hired him.
I saw your tweet earlier and started laughing.
Always and forever. Anytime I see the horns down, I'm going to think of Rodney Terry.
Yeah.
You know, like that just bothers me now. He stopped every person in the handshake line. I'll never get over that.
Dude.
We'll never be forgotten.
I'll just never get over how much people care about horns down.
Until when? A year ago?
It broke everyone's brain. Like, there's a lot of things that have broken brains over the last few years, and horns down somehow has snuck into that category.
Okay, honestly, say we were Texas fans our whole lives. We've seen the horns down for 30 years. Do you think it even affects Texas fans? Like, do you think they care when they see a horns down? They see it everywhere they go. They wear Texas shit out. Someone's giving them a horns down, right?
Yes, and it's no matter like if it's like
a Florida fan or a.
It's like the FKU chant that K-State used to do or does.
Used.
Obviously, there's KU fans that get mad about it, but can you imagine Bill like walking through the handshake line and being like, "Hey, Bruce, you better tell those kids to knock it off." Like that's disrespectful. It's just so weird. The horns down saga is
it feels so high school. It's like when your principal tells you you can't do air ball when a point guard misses the rim by 3 feet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, wow. Don't remember how we got on the Rodney Terry train there, but what else, real quick on the Mark Pope thing, just cause it, I think about the fact that the head basketball coach at Kentucky, after talking about Billy Donovan, Dan Hurley, Scott Drew, I cannot believe their basketball coach is Mark Pope. What have they done this offseason? I feel like Kentucky fans would tell you they've like crushed it, but I can't tell you one big name they've gotten that I Brea. Like.
Supposedly they might get the did he commit?
Yeah.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
But like even that, he's good, but I know he's a good shooter, but like he's like not a star player, is he?
No, he's a really good shooter. Yeah. That's about it. I don't think
I thought they got someone else today too.
Oh yeah, they did get him today. Nice. I didn't even see
they got someone else today, I thought.
But yeah, Ryan needs to be like a coaching search expert, like have his own show because he loves coaching searches.
I do love
like
them.
No matter what sport it is. I feel like you love flight tracking too. Like you were definitely the first guy that was like talking about North Carolina's coaching search, Duke's coaching search, and I feel like you were kind of on top of it before they even hired who they hired. Yeah. Like you were like that. You were like they need to have an actual coaching search. Just interview some guys, even if they do hire Hubert and Shire, like at least ask around because people want those jobs. Same with Villanova. You just go with Neptune, yeah. Which I guess back to Herbert Davis, they haven't been bad. Hubert Davis, the guy we beat in the national championship, he hasn't been bad. I guess they got really hot with Caleb Love, and then this year they made it. How far did they make it in the tournament this
year? Sweet 16, maybe.
I kind of choked. I thought they would.
So, yeah, I mean, but here's my thing about Herbert. They were a 9 seed the year they won the national title. So I'm like a big.
They didn't win it.
I don't over.
They weren't a 9 seed.
Wow. 8 seed, whatever. Sorry. Mr. Bracketology over here.
I can't believe you were just wrong twice in 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, I told impressive. You. I'm low energy. The brain is not here today.
Figure it out.
But like, yes, okay, so let's just pretend they lose that overtime game to Baylor in the second round. They were an 8 seed. They missed the tournament the next year. And I know that's a big if, like, oh, what if Hubert Davis didn't go on a tournament run? But I feel like he hasn't been very good in the regular season up until this year. So we'll see how he does next year. RJ Davis is back. I think he's probably fine. It just goes back to what you were saying, B-Turn. I've found it so fascinating these last 5 years that these jobs that have been talked about, oh, you know, who's getting that job? Who's the next man up? Who's the best coach available? And they're not even trying. They're just giving it to an assistant coach. I just find it it's
Kirk
weird.
Kirk went to Kentucky.
Yep.
That's hilarious. He's terrible.
He went from Arizona to West Va, was not good at West Va. Now he's at Kentucky, and that's them considering killing it in the portal. Oh,
that fan base is going to hate him.
If they're killing it in the portal, what's KU?
Turn it up. Bring him on, baby. Fire it up.
Yeah. Do you live in a fire department?
Essentially. Right up the street. And they always then. Instead of getting down this little side road without their sirens, they always make sure and blare them loud and clear no matter the time of day.
If Kentucky thinks they're killing it in the portal, and I don't want to sound like a douche, but what's KU doing in the portal? Because.
Yeah.
Also, I guess, yeah, we could keep talking coaching searches, but if you guys kind of wanted to talk about our roster and how we might be able to fit another one, because I'm – These are the guys I've gotten written down on our roster. And I want you guys to tell me if I'm missing anyone. But DeJuan, El Marco, Zeke, Rylan Griffin, AJ Storr, Rakeese Passmore, Jamari McDowell, KJ Adams, Zach Clements, Hunter Dickinson, Florey. That's 11. Have no idea what's going on with Riley Kugel. It sounds like he should make it to campus and be good. That would make 12. But, Rye, you said earlier about how are we going to add another one? Is that like insurance for Kugel? Or are they going to add one no matter what? Because if you have Kugel, that's 12. Adding another one, 13.
I think if you add another, McDowell's out, right?
Or is he a redshirt candidate?
I think McDowell should be a redshirt candidate. You would be shocked, or I'd be shocked if Bill is just all in on him being on the roster next year. Or, not redshirting next year. Like, that's got to be a conversation being had. I've always kind of thought of it as like, hey, you're good to come back, but if more guys say yes and want to come here, then we're going to have a conversation.
So, how many guys that play 1 year just in college basketball as a whole are going to be open to redshirting their second year? Rather than just leaving and go and play somewhere else.
But I think the thing a guy like McDowell has to think about is, let's say he redshirts this year, he makes a decent chunk NIL-wise, but by redshirting, he could make a lot of money NIL-wise. Like, I think guys have to start to think of it that way. Obviously, playing time is very important, but if by staying at KU and sitting out 1 year can maximize your NIL potential by a couple hundred grand, well, then that redshirt's well worth it. But if you just want to play a bunch.
But, how different is it from, the Clemens thing where I know people love him. For whatever reason, he is KU Twitter's baby boy. But he ain't going to play much this year either.
Hey.
So, come on.
Don't know that.
I think it's just having – yeah.
We're going to have the same Zach Clemens conversation for years. It's not happening.
I know. I kind of said it a week or so ago about having depth in the front court. Who are our bigs right now? KJ, Florey,
Hunter, and Zach. Yeah. I mean, it is sweet to have three centers.
Florey will be a freshman. Who knows how good he will be. I'm just, I guess, 11, 12 guys. I don't see how Jamari's going to get a ton of minutes. And then next year, you're for sure losing Juan, KJ, Hunter. I would guess someone like Storr or one of the transfers that has a good year, maybe like a Griffin or –
yeah, I don't know. That's what
Jamari
I
could be in for good minutes next season.
Yeah, but Kugel, if he stays, Kugel's back next year. So is Zeke. So is –
Rakeese probably, unless any of the freshmen.
Obviously, a ton will happen. This is always hilarious when we have these conversations and we look back and it's like, oh, that guy left
in April.
Yeah. Shout out. What was the Maxwell dude?
Justin
Maxwell. Milt. No, wrong guy.
It's a Royals player. Guy. We were just messing with you.
Justin Maxwell had a walk-off grand slam.
Grand slam that
fake in the playoff hunt.
But it was this first moment of the Royals are about to be for real.
Yeah, and here's the deal about that 2013 team. That was my favorite Royals season ever. Just seeing competitive baseball. Now, obviously, playoff runs are fun, but just seeing them play games in September that actually felt like they mattered. I can tell you the exact calls from Ryan LaFever and Rex Hudler while watching Royals Mariners with Braden Turner and Ellsworth 501.
Do it.
I'm so happy. AB's
when Gordon's or a guy out at home in extra innings and he's like, Ryan just got him. And then Hud's freaking out. And then Salvi gets a hit to go up in the extra innings. And Hudler legitimately creams in his pants. He just goes, swear to God, I'll find the video. I'll post it later tonight. It's crazy.
Dude, what if Tony Romo and Rex called a game together?
I don't know, Rex.
One more real quick thing on the roster, 608 Shadrick Taylor or Shadok Taylor. There's been a couple comments on Furphy. His dad said something today about him. He's not ruling out Furphy coming back. I don't see how it's possible with the way they're recruiting right now. They're going after so many guys that I just don't see it. I mean, his dad saying it's a possibility, I guess, gives some fans hope. I really have just been.
Can you imagine, though?
He's gone. Yeah, I know.
That's yeah, he's exactly gone. But, like, what would have – if we are so convinced KJ's starting, which we are, what would happen for him not to start? Like, I think if Furphy came back, KJ isn't starting. Right? Like, that's crazy.
I mean, who would sit on the bench, really?
It would be, you know, KJ.
You're going to have to – Juan's going to have to start. You're going to have to start one of those two guards, whether it's –
yeah,
Zeke,
I don't know. It's a dumb
or
thing,
Griffin, yeah. And then Storr's probably got to start, and Furphy's a potential lottery pick with a ton of talent. But
I think he's got to go. Unfortunately, this draft is so
yeah,
it sucks so badly. And now that he's not going to be able to come back, if he could come back to KU and be the guy, then I think that's a different story. But I don't think he would be. No pun intended. It's AJ Storr.
Yeah, Jeff Woodworth, Furphy wants back, we take him. Absolutely.
Hold on. What did you just say?
I said Furphy wants to be the story.
No, you didn't. You really are brain dead today, aren't you? You said he'd be the guy. I thought.
But that's a different story. Meaning it's going to be AJ Storr-y. Oh, thank God. I really thought I had another live
meltdown. Do you guys want to talk like basketball recruiting or football?
Honestly, I know
just
nothing
like,
about
it's portal. It's all portal stuff. No, like freshmen. I just wanted to talk about like the few guys we're targeting for basketball. The few guys we're targeting about football. Someone just asked about the Michigan State defensive end and the Michigan offensive lineman. I don't know. Do you guys know much about those two?
I didn't even know.
Well, I want to tell you guys then. Okay. So, By Job is the guy's name. He's an edge from Norman, Oklahoma.
Sold.
He committed and signed to Michigan State, was there. He was the 55th ranked player in his class on 247, 73rd ranked player on Rivals. He decided to transfer out of Michigan State. I think he's visiting this weekend, but supposedly things are looking good there, and that is exactly what this team needs is edge rushers. We obviously lost Austin Booker. Shout out to him, new Chicago Bear.
Bear down, baby.
And our guy Dom Pooney. Sources are telling me that he's a fan of the pod.
Oh.
AB, do you remember that? At the field house when we went and we were with Kenny Logan and all those dudes.
I remember the time, but I don't remember that comment, to be honest.
Like Dom Pooney came up to us and was like, I listen to you guys all the time. Like, you guys crack me up. Dom Pooney.
That's
yes,
a thing?
We will do that. So, By Job, top 75 consensus player.
Can I get
out
a spell check on his name?
Is this really how his name is?
By Job. This is how you spell it.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jeff, you're not even close. There we go. That's
like
way
flavored water.
Maybe that's just Jeff's name for him. Maybe that's his nickname for By Jove. I like it. So I guess he's going to be here this weekend. And then Amir Herring, AB will like this one, Michigan transfer, offensive lineman. He is cousins with Kansas quarterback Isaiah Marshall. Mm. He was a top 250 recruit coming out of high school. I believe he already visited. Things are looking good with him. Supposedly getting both, but things change quickly. I'm sure both have other visits. I just heard we're looking good on both. Yeah, like I said, edge is exactly what we need. He's Norman. He was one of the best players in Oklahoma out of high school. Herring was a top 5 recruit in the state of Michigan. He has family ties at KU related to Zeke Marshall. So
it's pretty wild that we're going to make the college football playoff and win the national championship.
I've got a football question.
Sign stealer guy.
Which quarterback plays more games for Kansas this year between Jalen Daniels Isaiah Marshall and Cole Ballard. I'm being honest. I'm not trying to tamper the mood.
I know.
The answer is Jalen Daniels. Unless you're trying to damper the mood, the answer is Jalen Daniels, AB.
It is
okay, but like to be honest, it has to be a conversation. Like I'd love for him to play 15 games and lead us to the fucking Final Four, but like, let's be realistic with how the last couple seasons have gone and how
Final Four.
Yeah, none of us have it today. We are absolute idiots.
No,
it would be the Final Four.
Yeah.
Win a couple playoff games, get to the Final Four.
Western Conference Finals in the NBA. Is that the Final Four?
As much as
there is a certain player that won't be involved in that one. So.
Oh God. As much as
Mr. 1-8 in his last 9 playoff games.
We don't want to talk about JD being hurt. You can't tell me that like over half of our fan base just sits there and thinks when it comes to KU football, thinks like if JD can just stay healthy, sky's the limit for this team.
Like 100% agree.
Yeah. So it is terrifying. If he can stay healthy, obviously all the receivers are back. Devin Neal came back for multiple reasons. One of them's to make the playoff. Like we have everyone back pretty much. I wish Book would have stayed, but you can't really say no to getting drafted. I don't know. I'm just excited. We talked about our schedule, how favorable it is. It honestly just shocks me. Like looking at the home schedule, even our home schedule is like Houston, Colorado, who I guess we could talk about that in a little bit.
Please,
a show on Twitter. Iowa State, which that could be a tough one because their fans are going to come to the game and show up and annoy us. TCU, and then the two at Sporting. Like, I think we should run the table at home, maybe lose one. We obviously have the game in Manhattan. I don't know. Also, I don't know how much we've talked about playing at Arrowhead. How much of, like, a home field advantage do you guys think we're going to have at Arrowhead? Like, we're going to have plenty of fans.
I'm
worried about the students.
Yeah. I think it's – the more I think about it, like, yes, I'm excited for the stadium, but, like, it's brutal that our best team ever is playing in a stadium that's going to look empty.
I have heard that KU is working to get, like, buses all around the metro to pick up fans to come to the games.
Like, at my front door? That would be so sick.
I think maybe just, like, a meetup.
No, like the park and ride. It's like the opening scene of Mighty Ducks where, like, they rollerblade around and pick each other up.
Here's great the thing, scene. Ryan. Never seen Mighty Ducks.
What? Jail.
I should be. I mean, you can say that about a lot of movies, and I just haven't seen them because I'm
you haven't seen Mighty Ducks?
I'm sorry.
Gordon Bombay? You've seen every movie.
AB has seen every sports movie to ever be made.
Not even close to true. We did a sports movie draft, and even some that I picked, I hadn't even seen.
Dude. That's you not seem fair. Like, I'm not going to lie. You seem like the biggest Mighty Ducks guy of all time. I don't even know how to describe that.
I'm sure I'd love it. Sure I would die for that movie. It just missed me when I was younger. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Legend.
Beast.
Okay.
He was their goalie. Yeah, wow.
He was a man.
We need to have
beer.
People love Goldberg.
You can talk about whatever Jesus you want. I like the infant Jesus.
All right. 5 seconds.
We need to have tailgates at Arrowhead for KU football.
Oh, that's one thing I am excited about.
Yes.
Is I tailgated at a Royals game last weekend. It's gonna be fun, boys.
Imagine like a 65, 70 degree day in Arrowhead on a Saturday. Oh my gosh. It's
doses and mimosas playing on the speaker.
It's already May, boys. Like, we're not that far away.
We are not at all.
Is it late August, first game?
Yep. Hey, have you guys got the save the dates to my wedding yet?
Nope.
So here's the problem is mail key is bent and I can't get into my mailbox.
Well, good news. I mean, USPS, the absolute worst to ever do it.
Did you get a bunch returned to your house?
Nope. They're just floating. We don't know where they're
at. Glad you got enough stampage on there.
Oh, plenty. Yeah, I learned that lesson. Shout out to us. People forget the first time we shipped out t-shirts, we just threw one stamp on all of them. And one day I come home from work and there's just 100 t-shirts on my front porch.
Never forget that text. Dude,
our guy Brett Kennedy, I met him at the bowl for Vern's thing, And I was just like, dude, we were such idiots. Like, I'm so sorry it took that long. Like, him and his boy, we had sent them to us. We eventually made it right, but holy God. Dude. Why did we even think that would work? And why did we not even just Google, maybe, and see how to ship things?
Kind of.
I don't know. What, we put them in vanilla envelopes.
Like the ice cream, maybe.
I just want to see your face when you came home to seeing all the envelopes.
It was kind of like, yeah, that makes sense, because nobody was getting their shirts. But here's the thing about Save the Dates. It's an envelope this big. It shouldn't take this long. We're going on 4 weeks, boys.
We got back-to-back elite ideas in the chat, which I could just – I know you guys want to cover KU hockey, first off. I can just see it in your faces. Live pod at the wedding.
Mm. Oh.
Hammered. Not me. Can't do that anymore.
Can you imagine me throwing that idea out there?
I'll be.
The best part, every 2 minutes, James would come grab a mic and start going ham.
Yeah.
I wish we could pod from Arrowhead. I wonder if that's possible.
Everything's possible. It's just, are we going to put in the effort to do it? No.
Mm-mm. And it kind of, I don't know if it would work. Like, I feel like we'd have to have like speakers where people could hear us.
Yeah, well, live shows.
We'd probably have to get like permitted from Chiefs or KU for that. No.
Again, not gonna try. Mm-mm. If I have to get a permit to speak,
Ryan and I did an interview on a radio show before a KU football game one year, and I think that was the last of my recordings on a KU game day while drinking and tailgating.
Yeah, what channel was that? I don't even remember.
Was I think that it was with KU Student Radio. Mm. No, but Here with Bill is the video that we need to retweet far more often.
Oh, unreal. I wonder how that guy's doing. Wonder
Great
how.
Jacket.
I'm here with Rick. How would you? What's your name?
Bill Rowe.
Here with Bill.
I still want to know where Rick came from.
Rick Brown. Okay, not to get us too off subject, but I don't want to go deep dive on anything Jackson Robinson or Javon Smith, mainly Jackson Robinson. Can someone explain to me why he would ever come here?
That's why, like you asked earlier, how Bill is selling guys on this. And he did come off the bench for BYU, but it's like, yeah, you could come here, put in the work, ball out in practice, maybe beat some guys, but you also look at the roster and you just look at the guards like, you have Zeke, you have Rylan Griffin, probably Riley Kugel, Store, Raquise, El Marco. Like, those are a lot of guys you got to beat out. And even if you do, Bill gets in his moods where if you don't defend or whatever, you're not going to play at all. So there's going to be nights where he hardly sees any run. I really did love Jackson Robinson at BYU last year. He was their leading scorer. I think our spacing would be insane if we play him and three other guards around Hunter. Like, I know the BYU game we lost at home sucked and it was so annoying, but it kind of was fun watching BYU just spread it out and shoot threes, and Jackson Robinson was a huge part of that.
Sounds like Brady's a big Mark Pope guy at Kentucky.
He is a good, his offense is pretty solid, but it's just like, it's Kentucky, man. You can't hire Mark Pope.
But it seems like people that are recovering recruiting and like Swain on 24/7 and just Vern are both saying like there's mutual interest. I'm with you 100%. Like, if you were in his shoes or both of you were in his shoes, like, would you want to go to KU? Like, yeah, the NIL offer could be elite and KU's KU, but you want to go somewhere and play no matter what. He comes here, he's not starting. We'll say that.
And he could also just go play for his old coach at Kentucky and also get a good NIL bag. So I don't know. I'm all for it. I just absolutely. Like if Bill pulls that off, that's insane. Like, that man is the best to ever do it.
And even like Javon Small, like that's a really good player. I enjoyed watching him at Oklahoma State. He averaged 15 a game, 5 rebounds a game, 4 assists a game. He just got like a crystal ball to West Virginia today. So maybe he's the Kier Creasa replacement, but I think KU actually has a shot there, and that'd probably be the guy I wanted to add. Obviously, I just don't think Jackson Robinson makes sense, I think
who did they hire?
Huggins?
Westphal?
DeVries or whatever. He brought his son with him. That was actually a really good hire.
Remember someone wanted us to get him in our chat? Go get DeVries. And then Jordan Ivy Curry from Texas or UTSA, 39% from three last year, 17 points a game. So
see, that guy makes sense. Like, that's who I would think makes a lot of sense right now is you go to a guy.
I immediately thought Jalen Coleman lands.
Yes.
Hyphenated last names, first off. And then just a bench piece.
Because that's a dude that can look at it and be like, yeah, I can play 38 minutes a game, or I can go make much more money and like play in a Final Four and play it out in field house. Like, that type of player makes sense. It's just weird. It's a weird era, obviously. And it's probably very much comes down to preference for guys. Like, is it more about money? But a lot of these dudes aren't playing pro basketball. And if they are, they aren't making good money playing pro basketball. So I guess.
Can I ask a question about next year?
Yes.
Yes.
Gut feeling on May 1st. What, 6 months before the season starts? Which round of the NCAA tournament does our season end?
I already told myself last night this is a team that's going to be – I'm going to be depressed when they lose in the tournament.
I think we're making the Final Four.
Braden.
I really do. I think Bill is – Bill. I mean, just look at the numbers. When I'm Bill already sucks, stressed. When Bill has a bad team that gets embarrassed in the NCAA tournament that – is a four seed, he puts together an absolute wagon the next year.
I mean, I'm to the point where it's worst case Elite Eight. So that sounds tough. Making the second weekend's hard, only 16 teams do it. But, I mean, if they stay healthy, this team has to be a one.
Yeah.
Like, this team is so good. Last year, I feel like we knew – like, we knew they were good, but we knew the margin of error was small, and we knew we didn't have a guard that could take over. Now, I think you have multiple guards that can take over, honestly. At least
San Antonio, Zeke, Final Four.
Yep. At least Zeke, Griffin, AJ Storr. I'm not going to trust Juan to take over, but I think Juan's going to be in a perfect situation where all he's got to do is distribute, defend, make layups, make the occasional open jumper, and then Hunter's going to have the whole paint to himself. Hopefully a majority of the time. KJ's still going to get his minutes, but
yeah.
I mean,
so
they have to be number one.
AB, did you ask that because you're like not sold on this team?
Well, I mean, you guys know what I was saying during the season this past season, where it doesn't matter who we get to surround those three. I still am not going to be super high on them, but I don't want to be a negative guy in that.
But I mean,
I have my concerns.
This probably isn't the time and place. It's 47 minutes into a pod that I'm ready to wrap up whenever. But, AB, I think you need to take some accountability and say that you saying that Hunter leaving was best case was a bad – not best case. I'm sorry.
No, but you're spinning my whole argument again, and I'm so sick of that. I never said Hunter was the problem. That was not my
thing. Yes, I know. But there's no argument to be made that had Hunter left and we've done all the things that we've done in this offseason that we were – that Hunter leaving was a good thing. There's nothing that would make us say that right now. We feel significantly better about Hunter being on this roster. But my main point was going to be you saying, I have the clip. You saying, like, what are we going to do? Go get guys in the transfer portal? How's that worked out for us? I think that's where you got it wrong. You didn't give
okay, Bill well, here's credit. Here's the thing. I'm not going to concede my point because we got a few guys to commit that have been good in the past.
But these are different types of guys.
Right. We say this every single year.
AJ Storr isn't Nick Timberlake.
We almost did a fucking emergency reaction podcast on KCSN for Nick Timberlake committing.
Yeah, and that was stupid.
Let's not act – right, but things can change over a year. Like, I'm excited about the guys that we got, but I'm not going to act like it's a 100% certainty that all these guys hit.
No, like – that's why you get this many. Because last year we didn't really get that many bodies. So now you have, like, if guys go down injury wise, what?
Nothing.
I'm just saying you got to have some margin for error. You got to have depth. If someone goes down with injury, someone's not playing well, someone somehow gets in trouble off the court like it did last year, like now you have plenty of guys that could step up. That's why, I mean, maybe adding one more isn't a bad idea. You really never know what could happen. Last year, did you think freaking after Puerto Rico, where we just looked incredible, that we were going to lose? God, I can't even remember his name.
Artie?
Yeah, Artario. Did you think Kevin McCullough, we were going to lose him? Like, if you said in November when we were winning all those games, Kevin McCullough is going to miss pretty much the second half of the season, you'd be like, yeah, we're done. Because we have no one else to step up and no one else that could really –
But, like, that's my
point, I want to go back to our pods about a year ago and see what we were saying about this team, because I bet it's very similar to what we're talking about with this upcoming team.
Oh, yeah. We were preseason one.
Oh, I remember I said that I didn't all those think games. I wasn't sold that Omarko would start, and B-Turn was like, he's a top 10 pick. He's a lottery pick.
We can talk ourselves into anything.
Wow.
But here's my thing. You're right that transfers haven't always worked out, but if Zeke Mayo was our only addition, like to me, Zeke Mayo and Artario Morris, or Zeke Mayo and Nick Timberlake are comparable. I think Mayo is going to be better, but based on their resumes at this point, they're similar. Artario Morris, Riley Kugel, similar. Guys that hadn't really proven it completely at where they were at. Whereas AJ Storr is like a Kevin McCullough. Rylan Griffin is close to a Kevin, you know, a guy that's done it at a high level and proven it. So this is way different than last year's offseason. And yes, you're right. Did we go crazy and act like Nick Timberlake was the next JJ Redick? Yes.
The national champs tried to get him.
But now we know we were wrong. And I think we can now not let what happened last year have anything to do with what has happened this year.
Okay.
And it's a good thing.
I guess so. Before my argument that I made a million times gets spun again, I'm going to make sure that my argument here is clear and to the point, and everyone knows what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to be bad. I'm not predicting them to be a 4 seed or a 5 seed. I'm not predicting them to finish 4 games out of the Big 12. I'm not predicting them to lose in the first weekend. I'm just saying I want to see it work first before just talking in the spring and summer about how excited I am for this team and that they're going to go 29-2 again. Like, that is my thing. I'm not just going to act like this team is unbeatable because they got a few big names. Because I'm still quite worried, as someone that said we could get Steph Curry and prime Klay Thompson around KJ, Hunter, and DeJuan, and I still wouldn't feel great about it. I'm going to stick in that mindset until I see that it can work, because that was such a disaster last year. And just because we got a couple guys that can shoot the ball a little bit better – I mean, we'll see. In theory, it should work a little bit better. In theory, they're not going to have to play together as much as they did last year. I still have my concerns because, again, my whole point the first time was not that I thought Hunter wasn't worthy of coming back or not that I didn't want to see him play at Kansas. It was the fact that he, DeJuan, and KJ do not fit on the court together, and KJ and DeJuan were not leaving, and Hunter felt like the only option.
Yeah,
that was my whole point, and that got spun as me wanting Hunter Dickinson to leave.
Yes, and yes, I get that it's your argument, but still, would you agree with me that had Hunter left this offseason, we're still not any better off?
I don't know that that's the case. Now, I'm happy that he came back and he's going to put up great numbers and he'll make the team better, I'm sure. Assuming Bill has some nuts to sit KJ for half of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole
thing. That's the thing. If KJ's playing 30 minutes, this team's not going to do anything more than they did last year. And that's nothing against him. He's one of my favorite Jayhawks of all time.
That's a little bit aggressive.
If it was KJ running 5 and we ran small ball 4, you don't think we have enough wings right now to go out? You don't think we would have gotten Bray as well? And we could have gone 4 around KJ and had a similar style roster to what we had when we were – one game away from being the number one overall seed 14 months ago?
I think AB's take is fair, and because he is stuck with the take, and he has no reason really to change it. Because, I mean, that ended up being right last year. But, yeah, it comes down to just those two not playing as many minutes as they were forced to play last year, like emphasis on forced. Because we had no one else to play. Like, those guys had to play last year. I think if you dwindle it down to what, 25 or more minutes per game for those two. I think it makes a huge difference. I don't know what you guys
like,
think.
That's the thing. But KJ in 2022, 2023, when he was the starting five, played 27 minutes. Like, there's – I don't – I have fully –
What was Juan in 22?
He was like 30. 25. In the NCAA tournament, yeah. DeJuan is going to play. I still think DeJuan's going to play the same minutes he did last year for this team this year. But I do think KJ – Bill is not playing KJ 33-plus minutes again this year.
No.
No chance. Yeah, DeJuan played 29 the national championship year. So
I was gonna say in the
what
tournament,
did he play with Grady?
34.
DeJuan did?
Mm-hmm.
See,
35.7 last year.
See, like that, I don't think DeJuan's the problem at all. Like, even the Arkansas year, that team, like AB said, one seed should have been, screwed by the committee, should have been higher.
And I think, I don't know. I think we're a little bit underestimating how much better, even when it is DeJuan, KJ, Hunter, how much better that could potentially work with just a better supporting cast. Like, think about who we were rolling out at the two last year. And, like, even Kevin McCuller, who was awesome, wasn't a good fit with that at all. So, like, I just think it's more than just those three not being a good fit. It is not a great fit, but it's a better fit when you can put a guy like Zeke Mayo, Rylan Griffin with them that are actually hopefully going to be good. Obviously, we'll see. But I'm pretty
sold. I think Bill's doing what he needs to do to make this a fit. Like, I don't think he's done anything wrong. I don't have any complaints about it this year. It's just simply that fact is living in my brain and I can't get it out of my head.
It's fair. Let's see. John Doe wants to know when trivia pod's going down. We got to get that fired up. We got
to
work on that.
Dying to play.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know, boys. You got anything else?
I have a drink take. Sonic drink take. You guys will be shocked here. It's creamsicle related.
I just love this guy. Just says this all episode, and I don't know why. And I'm never gonna ask. I just want him to keep doing it. So
mm-hmm. Is that 2015 Brandon Green guy?
Yeah.
So that's what it does. He did Brandon Green last time. So he's just. I like that. He's just a new random player coming in hot every time. Go ahead on your creamsicle take.
Go to Sonic and get yourself a Fanta orange with some sweet cream and a hint of vanilla in there, and just tell me you're not in heaven.
How do you even figure these things out?
Well, I think they had them as a special, and then they didn't, so I made it myself.
How do you figure these things out?
A little dirty soda.
Fresh can of soda pop?
It was much better than Wendy's attempt.
Bills traded with the Chiefs again.
What happened? True.
Patrick Mahomes for Allen straight up. That's what I heard.
Bills fans would be pissed about that.
Xavier.
John Doe wants to know, I love this, what we're having for dinner. We've officially made it to the part of the pod where John asks us what's for dinner.
And
I have no idea.
30 more minutes.
I'm actually going to walk out of here and try and figure that out.
You know what sounds really good? Like a hen house salad bar.
Not what I thought you were going to say there.
What's that?
I've been really into Caesar salads lately.
Palachi?
Anchovies or no anchovies?
No anchovies. I'm talking laziest as you can get. You go to the grocery store, you buy a Caesar salad kit, and you whip that thing up.
Dude, so the Dole salad kits are the greatest thing on planet Earth. The Caesar one is so good, and they're always sold out.
Five of those
like
in
I
the last like
gold.
6 days. I've had one almost every lunch.
They have like a sweet Asian one or an Asian Tang one. It's so good. They have God, what's the other one I'm thinking of?
Southwest.
They have a lot.
Chicken something.
Yep.
Yeah. That one's good.
They're all just amazing.
Salad boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Colorado.
That's all I got.
I'm just ready to hate Deion. No, we don't talk about it. We got 6 months till that game, but Deion is just and his son are coming off like idiots.
Yeah, it's tough. Let's go card said his girlfriend's trying to argue with him over text, but he's locked into the pod. Love that. What a legend.
Best of luck.
Best Cardinals fan I ever met.
Mm. All right.
Well, that's it. Shout out, like, and subscribe. Shout out John Doe. Yeah. Go, hey, Underdog, go download the link. Deposit money. They're going to match 100% up to $100. Promo code no seats. Go show them support. That is it. We'll be back maybe next week, and we'll start working on trivia. So thank you for listening, and rock chalk.